The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Jennifer Williams.
Yeah, and I'm Country Wayne.
Uh-oh. Oh, what was that voice?
Oh, that was the voice for this service. I'm switching it up.
And I'm Country Wayne.
Yeah, I tried to make it sound sexy, but these mics, oh.
Yeah. Well, we're doing something different. We're in Atlanta. I was actually here for the Revolt Summit, and Gigi's been flying into New York every other week to record Lip Service, so I thought it'd be nice to do it here. So, just as a little introduction, Jennifer's here. We all know Jennifer from Basketball Wives.
Yes.
But I knew her way before that, since we were 14 years old, little kids.
Yeah, we got way, way back.
Mm-hmm. And she's very nervous.
I don't know what for.
Are you nervous?
Because I'm a virgin. I've never been here. It's my first. I mean,
I thought she meant just
lip service virgin.
You a basketball wife. You shouldn't be nervous.
Mm-hmm. Y'all done talked about way crazier things on there.
True.
This is a safe space.
I don't know. Y'all go in though.
But it's a judgment-free zone.
Okay.
So it's no okay judgment. To go in. Yeah.
All right. And Country Wayne is here in the flesh.
Yeah. You got Country Wayne here.
He don't even know what to say.
Yeah. The everything. I say 2022, I'm going to stop being, because I be trying to be humble. And I don't want to make nobody feel bad in this world. But yeah, the one.
Yeah, he is not humble because he was just talking about something. Because I was like, yo, would you let a woman, like, if she had a lot of money and wanted to take care of you, would you be down with that? He was like, I can do all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ain't a woman finna do, no. Ain't no woman about to do nothing for me.
And he don't like head.
No, I don't like head. He don't got out of hand. All that spitting and slobber, the year they started that, slobber topping. I don't know. It used to ain't be like that.
It
used to just be whatever moisture you got.
You like a dry blowjob.
Huh?
Like a dry blowjob?
No, it don't got to be dry, but whatever natural moisture. Don't pull nothing back from here. Don't try to.
He don't want the mucus.
No.
You don't want a girl like.
Where you getting it from? The extra.
You want her to cry during it?
Cry? Nah.
Gigi cries during it.
I don't cry, but sometimes my eyes water and my nose start running.
Oh, that's indigestion.
Take a Sudafed.
I take a hole before you. You cry.
She just need a good
suit. By the time I'm done, my whole face be wet.
Sheesh. Damn. Lashes off and everything.
Yep. Lash hanging. Dangling.
You dealing with a lizard. Your whole face wet.
What about you, Jen? What's your thoughts on sloppy head?
I'm not a sloppy person in general. So, yeah, all of that, the spitting, that's a little too much for me.
So do you like wet pussy or no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Oh, it's going to be wet.
I just had to check.
Yeah, I love it wet warm.
So are you? So when you go down on a woman, are you sloppy?
Are you spitting on it?
Nah, I know where to go at. I used to be sloppy when I was young, but now I know where to go. I go straight up. I don't be doing all that. When I find it, I stick and I don't got ADD. I keep hitting the same place.
I mean, because listen, wouldn't that be weird too if a guy like spit on your vagina? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know what I hate when guys try to do? When they try to like suck on it a little.
and they suck too hard.
It should be like, you not just like you don't want teeth on your shit. It's right. Like I could feel your teeth a little, and you and then sometimes you shift and they think that means you like it.
And they chase you. Yeah. They try to get right back to that same spot. Like I tried to move away.
And then finally you have to be like,
I'm running from that. Let me run.
See, fellas, y'all see how they talk with a camera at? See how they talking about y'all? The women, listen here, boy.
You gotta pay attention though. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Listen, get her mind. Don't worry about her body. See, if you get her mind, her body gonna follow. Mind before that. If the sex starts as soon as you get in the bedroom, you don't lost.
So how do you start?
Man, you gotta start with conversation in her mind. You gotta have some toxic conversation.
Toxic.
So by the time she get there, it's like it don't matter what you do. Cause
what
she already
toxic conversation.
Cause toxin is starting the mind, but then juices toxin it releases a juice in your body, and and that's what's down there.
Oh,
that's what down there.
Some toxic juice.
Yeah, some toxic juice. Start with her mind. Don't go for her body. You ain't doing nothing to it.
Listen, are you sexed out yet?
Sexed out?
No. Like, do you ever feel like you've had too much sex?
No, cause that's what I like to do. From day one, I chose my thing. I said I don't do nothing else. I get money, and I'm gonna make some love.
And some babies, apparently.
Yo.
How many pets do you have?
I got about 9 or 10.
About.
Why you got to scratch his beard while you do
that's
that?
That's an estimate? Like, what's the exact number?
Yeah, 9, possibly 10. I had about 7 by the time I was 22, though.
But you want more?
Oh, my God.
Oh, so
I might, man. At this point, you got to be fruitful and multiply.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to get married?
Twins?
Huh?
Is that what they call
them? Well, I want to get married, yeah.
They're born the same time or something?
Is that what it's...
When I was 17 to 22, I had them all. I had 7 of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the hospital regularly.
you said the doctor was like, she already went home. And you were like, no, I'm here for
I came back like a week later because two of my daughters was born. Their mamas were pregnant at the same time. So I was in there for one. And then I came back the next week and she was like, did you leave anything? I'm like, another baby. So I had a lot of kids, but, making love always my thing.
Yeah, and plus the kids are working now, so that's good.
Yeah, at this point in life, you got to be fruitful and multiply. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because you need some employees.
So do you think that if, say, you got married,
mm-hmm.
would you want to be with a woman who had, like, a bunch of kids, too? Because then it'd be like a nice blended family.
Yeah.
The Brady Bunch.
The kids is what keep it, man, the kids is what keep your life.
Country bunch.
Yeah, the country. I love children, so it's a different thing. But if I, get that money too now.
How are you with your daughters dating?
I tell them. do what I told them. I say, man, y'all got to get y'all life right. Y'all got to clean. I be talking to them straight up like, if y'all keep acting like that, every boyfriend y'all going to have going to smoke black and miles and cigarettes at the same time.
As it like what?
They be having the house dirty and stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, so what I'm doing for them, I'm trying to make them the best they can be, so they gonna date, but at least attract a certain type. Because if you own your stuff, a certain type of guy ain't gonna come up to you anyway.
How has your type changed over the years?
My type changed over the years. I always liked the clean woman.
As opposed to dirty, right?
So now it's like you just got to be clean, and now you got to know about God for one, and you got to want to have sex. Like, for real. Like, make love.
A clean, freaky church girl.
What's the difference between making love and having sex to you?
Making love is passionate. Like, you getting into that. You getting in here. Having sex, you just pleasing the flesh. But the flesh ain't got no mind, so it can forget. When you make love, she never gonna forget. And the body gonna be agreeing. Like, I feel you. So the mind and the body different. So when you have sex, you just hitting that body. The body doing all kind of stuff. But when you hit that mind... The body might just lay there because it's sharp.
Like a starfish?
Not starfish.
Yeah, starfish. So I make
love.
You
don't want a starfish?
Huh?
You don't want a starfish.
Nah. Yeah, I don't know now.
You like for women to be on top?
Yeah, because I know they like it.
Okay.
Good answer.
Yeah, I love when a woman get
on top. How you know women? You like being on top, Jen?
Sometimes. It depends. I mean, I'm into it, but I don't...
She confused.
I don't do it a lot.
She confused every time.
Why not? Why you don't do that a lot?
Because I feel like I don't really initiate sex. I feel like it's for the guy to initiate.
God, why don't you
initiate that thing?
Look, Gigi, me and Gigi used to talk about this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do y'all initiate it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There was a time that I didn't, and I learned from this show that initiating sex is a good thing.
That's a smart thing. See, before your man leaves, sometimes you just got to. wipe it across his mouth, like, just in case. So smell your
lips. What?
So you know what you got at home. Oh, so he God. Might be about to cheat later on. He be like, you know what? Man, I'm going back to the hives, man. You got to do little stuff like that. Like, where you going? Okay, go ahead. God already knows you finna go out there in those streets. Yeah. You got to sometimes.
I like for the man to take the lead.
Mm-hmm. See, I had told Gigi this. I was like, you got to initiate sex more.
She was right. I did.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good.
Because guys want to feel one.
Wait. Because, like, what does that mean? Like, what do you.
Because guys want to feel like you want them too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to.
You know, just so like you want to feel wanted.
So sometimes when y'all laying up, watching TV, or, you know, just fresh out the shower and getting cozy in the bed, instead of waiting for him to make the move, you make the move.
Mm-hmm.
Just wake him up out of sleep already on it. He don't know what's going on.
Now, that's the little bit, you can't. That's like pro status. Like, we just.
That's pro status.
We just trying to get started.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to erase everybody out my phone because you just.
Erase everybody out my phone. You know, one thing I won't do, though, is I'm not going to kiss somebody in the morning.
Nah, you don't supposed to do that. That's why God made morning, bro, because we really don't supposed to be sleeping with each other. You're supposed to make love and go to your own separate room or bed. That's why your grandma had two beds in a separate room. Morning breath is a sign.
I don't kiss people in the morning.
I don't like that.
Yo, angel can't come to you at night when it's two people. Angels visit you at night. But if you got somebody in the bed, can't show up. So God created morning breath for you to get out of each other's face, man.
What?
It's over with.
It's over with.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Man, by morning breath, man, you mess around. And in case somebody morning breath and you don't know them like that, you think they breath smell like that all the time.
You know what?
And that relationship is over.
For Country Wayne, I'm starting to feel like you're a little conservative.
What, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm stingy with the D.
Let me ask you this. Okay. So let's just say you with somebody you in love and you mm-hmm. come inside her, right?
Yeah.
Will you eat her out after?
Hey, no. The hell I'm doing it. If I do, I'm put that in there. I'm at the top. I ain't going no deeper. No.
Okay, but you'll do it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm at
just
I'm
around at, the, okay,
at the
so
top.
Yes.
I'm at the top with it. I'm always
but
at the top.
But that's the part that counts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm
at the top with it. I learned.
Listen, even if you stay at the top, them juices gonna hit your chin.
No.
It's yours though.
Yeah, but mine vegan, so yeah. Yeah, might make my beard shine. I don't know, man. I don't know, but I ain't trying to let that happen. I'm at the top with it. Most time girls once I deal with a couple of times, they don't even want me. They pull me straight up.
What you mean?
They be wanting that. Yeah.
Oh, they want it again.
They want that turtle head. They want it in there.
Have spirit. You ever had a bad experience where you like came too quick or you didn't really perform like you had hoped?
Yeah, when I was young, I had me and this girl had did it in my uncle's shed. And I came real fast and I was popular at school. But I stood up. I was like, she like, what's that? I said, man, I think my uncle coming. You hear that? She like, no. I said, put your clothes on. I played that off. But
oh, so she ain't know.
Huh? No.
So you could stand up right after you come?
Huh?
And tell everybody that you came fast.
Oh, yeah. See, I had to protect my reputation. But no, not since I've been grown, because, man, I ain't finna, you know, I'm gonna stay up in the.
So listen, coming fast is not always a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to hype us up to think that you came fast because the pussy was good. So
yeah,
even though we
bad.
Might have wanted you to last longer so that we could possibly,
man, that coochie ain't got nothing to do with
come. That. But that's what we gonna think.
Yeah, we're
gonna
think,
I made that nigga come fast. Man, listen,
I'm gonna take off regardless. I be telling women, man, look out for you anyway, because a man gonna look out for you.
Let me ask you this though. I'm impressed that you could stand up after you came.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I was 17. I was born with energy.
Because you know, a lot of guys, after they come, they begin like Charlie horses.
You must be dealing with horses. They can't stand up, Alpha?
No, they can't.
Goddamn,
they need a moment.
Need a moment.
Yeah, don't. I felt like guys need a moment after they come.
Yeah.
Man.
First of all,
they go to sleep.
Yeah. They be in the fetal position right after.
Mm-hmm. Man, ain't no. See, that's when you don't whip. See, I ain't never been whipped. I'm the cat whipper. So nothing ain't finna have me laid out, balled up.
Okay. With,
yeah. Nah.
Let's see what DMs we get about. Well, I done had him.
Nah. Mm-hmm. Ain't no woman ever. Nah, man. Can't do nothing with me.
But you also said you never been on vacation for more than 3 days with a woman.
Nah. I think me and Jess went for more than 3 days. And me and my ex-wife, we went to Hawaii. But I had a show out there. Well, yo, I ain't never really been on vacation. I'm finna start doing that now.
You should.
You really should.
Yeah, I'm going.
Where are you going to go?
Huh? I'm going everywhere.
Like where? Like if you, what's your, where's a good place? Yeah.
The bucket list?
Yeah.
I want to go to Africa.
Where? That's a huge continent.
I just want to go everywhere. I've been on a vacation page on Instagram, and I've been really scrolling.
Go to West Africa, yeah. South Africa.
I'm going everywhere.
Africa.
I'm traveling.
You know what? On that vacation on Instagram, those vacation pages, you know where it got me wanting to visit? Switzerland. Mm. They make Switzerland look so beautiful.
I've been to Zurich in Switzerland. Yeah. Yeah, it is beautiful. And Sweden.
Do it make you want to have sex more when you go to them places?
Islands. Absolutely. Mm. I think islands more.
Islands,
yeah. When you go someplace and it's like
tropical,
the ocean is right there. Mm-hmm. It's warm.
Beautiful sunset.
All there for 5 minutes.
It's romantic.
You have this build up in your mind. When we get over there, we're going to
tell. I feel like you don't own swimming.
In the ocean is 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't own swimming trunks and you wear basketball shorts.
Oh, me?
Oh, my God. And you wear socks to the beach.
Oh, me?
And a white beater.
Yup.
And some slides, some Gucci slides.
Yup.
I cannot.
Do you own swimming trunks?
Nah.
We're going to send you a nice pair for your vacation.
I knew it.
I like to look at this. I like to walk the water. But
what though?
Basketball shorts.
Yeah, we can have whatever you want to have on. It's a
Would you go to a nude beach?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to see no dudes walking around.
Oh my God.
I just don't want to do it.
It's just being free.
You don't see guys in the gym?
No, man.
You never play sports?
Yeah, but I don't go nowhere.
So when you watch porn?
I don't watch porn. I never
you don't
turn on about no porn. We finna make one. Like, what we watching it for? Me, I don't watch porn.
Either.
I ain't never watched porn. They ain't never.
You don't watch porn?
No, I'm not turned on by that shit. And I have to say, I never used any type of what do they call it?
Sex toys.
Yes.
She didn't even know what it's called.
I swear.
She's lying. She don't know what it's called.
So you ain't never used no toy?
I heard the new thing is like something called the rose.
You ain't know?
Yes. No, I never used a toy. I never used a vibrator.
So the rose is, I don't have a rose, but I have a toy that's very similar to the rose. And it's like vibrate and suction at the same time.
I ain't up with the devil. Fellas, let me tell you now.
It's good.
Stop trying to please yourself through her pants. They got these toys out here. You can't do nothing with them.
Yeah, it's good.
Get her mind. Don't worry about her body.
They got a toy for that, too.
I'm telling you. Don't worry about her body. I'm telling you. You try to think you tan it up, it's a broke dude will come hit some spots you ain't hit.
Have you ever been with somebody who you really didn't like as a person? You know how, like, sometimes you might be fucking with somebody. You're like, I don't know if I really like this person.
Yeah.
Pussy good.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I done been with people like that.
Why are you in a chair like that?
I was trying to scoot up. Nah, I don't have. I ain't gonna lie, every cooch I don't have good. Cause I'm gonna make it good.
Okay, so it's up to you.
Yeah.
I wish more.
It's like a comedian. You get a bad audience. Ain't no such thing. You got to make them people laugh.
It's like being an interviewer. If the interview is bad, it's on the interviewer.
That ain't no excuse. You know what I'm saying? You got to be consistently good to become great. Once you become great, hey, we're going to figure this out. You dry right now. It's something else she like. So she might like you to lie to her. You know, I'm thinking about being with you. Some women like to be lied
I'm
to.
I'm thinking about being with you.
I think you got the right to lie. That's true. Tell some lies. Now, that's when you really get
it. I'm going
to
make you a wife.
That's not even that great. I'm thinking about...
10th baby mama.
You got there and lie to them. That way they not. That's what turned them on, fellas.
Oh my God.
Tell them some lies.
Okay.
Tell them some lies in the ear. Like, say something, boy. God talked to me and told me to tell you this. Man, listen here. Women like be lied to, you got the right to lie because you pleasing them.
Have you ever had somebody use lubricant?
Man, not since I've been grown.
You ain't know.
But when you were younger.
Yeah, you tried all the new stuff. But man, since I've been grown. See, I had me a partner all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always tearing up my girl. Mm-hmm. Whoever I'm with, I'm tearing her up.
Okay.
And then if I do deal with somebody.
You never cheated?
If I cheat, I turn them into a girlfriend, too. Like, I ain't just finna go be hitting no randoms. So that's some high school stuff. I did that between the ages of 17 and 22. If I cheat, me and her got an agreement. We finna be in your life, too. I got enough paper to handle you. You know what I'm saying?
But you didn't used to.
What?
You didn't always have.
I told you, see, my book coming out. I had money for 10 years. I had money before comedy. I had $100,000. I was that type of guy.
Okay, but you did say you had some rough times.
But I was in the. Yeah, that was before. That was when I was a child.
Okay.
I had some up and down time because I'm a hustler, but I was always, I'm in the hood. So when you profiting $5,000, $6,000 a week, $3,000 a week, you balling in the country.
Mm-hmm. That's stripper money.
You know what I'm saying? Now in New York, that ain't nothing. But for where I was at, I'm making $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month profit.
Do you go to the strip club? Did you ever used to go? Since you don't even like
I never liked it because I'm like, yeah, I got, hell, you coming with me or not? Because I could get your brakes fixed before you, you know, if I share some of this and throw this on the floor, you might get to pick all this up. But let's figure out how much are you behind on your student loans or something? Let's have a real conversation because you, let me get in your life.
Why you look
Cause I'm trying to see
think how much it costs to get brakes fixed.
It depends on the car.
Yeah. It depends on the car.
Hold on, it depends on your rotors. If your rotors go,
so you paying for the rotors too?
Yeah, let's figure out what's going on for real.
Let's figure out what you need.
I'm not with all that dancing. That ain't. Come on, man. I'm a real person. That ain't did nothing to me. I'm always sober, so you can't trick me.
He is always sober.
Entertainment can't.
Me and Jennifer were talking earlier about our first time drinking Patron.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oof. What a night.
That's what I got. That's my first time and last time getting drunk. My sister got me drunk for my birthday, and that's what I had, Patron.
Really?
I balled
What birthday was it?
25th.
Okay.
I was balled up in the bed, and it was a space in my stomach. I feel like I wasn't me. And I asked my sister, don't they laugh? I said, do y'all go out like this every week? I could get took advantage of. God. I felt vulnerable. I feel like I wasn't in control of me, boy.
I didn't know where I was. I had left my car at your parents' house.
Ooh.
In the driveway.
Were we 21?
Yeah, you got to watch what they put in your drink, too. You got to hold your cup.
Who lives in Jersey City?
Okay. Yeah, but listen, we had the bottle. It wasn't like, it was just us. We didn't even go in the club yet.
No, right.
She said she forgot.
It was pre-gaming.
Did you hear?
It was pre-gaming.
She said she forgot where her car was at.
I did.
But she wasn't driving. And just to be clear.
She must ate the bottle.
Yeah, we had a designated driver who was not drinking. So that was what that was. So we did get drunk.
No, I got drunk.
And listen, you said that, so you was curled up.
Yeah, curled up.
Right. Do you ever feel like a woman took advantage of you?
All the time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
In what way, though?
I ain't gonna lie, man. I was just telling my brother this before we came here. This is a true story, bro. I've been getting hit on like a woman all my life.
Mm.
But now, when I was young, I used to like it, you know? Like, but
hit on like how? Like,
man, a woman gonna give you that vibe. I can read a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So I know when they, you know what I'm saying? You know how a man be looking at you and it's kind of like, you know. So I can read a woman, too. Most men can't read with me. Like, God damn, what's she?
But I'm talking about hitting on you like it's more blatant. Like they say or do something.
To this day.
Like what? Like, give us some examples.
And Wayne, I'm gonna suck the soul out of you. And I was like, you're going to go to prison. If you even attempt to do what you just said, woman. Like, women be saying all kind of stuff, man.
What is she fine, though?
At this point, man, what's fine to me might not be fine. I like a clean woman.
Okay.
Fine. I don't
remember,
care about
a clean.
I don't care about it.
Some dirty women.
You keep
No, I just always been like that. Like, I always, what's fine to me might not be fine to the next person. I like a, hey, you could be simple, man, as long as you clean. And
what about looks?
Look, you gotta be, I like it. You gotta look good.
You like you to look clean.
If you ain't, clean is the good look. People think beauty is cleanness.
You can look at somebody and they
you can
look
have
dirty.
A Benz. Old school car. That old school car clean, you still gonna be like, okay.
That thing clean, ain't it?
Yeah, that thing clean.
All right, well, Gigi and Jen, how important are looks to y'all?
I feel like looks go, right? Mm-hmm. So if you are planning to be with somebody long term, you know, you might look this way and then things start sagging and, you know, so you really gotta like people for who they are. I think the first attraction is physical, but you can't get caught up in that.
Mm-mm. I agree.
Have you ever been with somebody that you look back and you like, ugh, or?
Yeah, I don't even want to get started, but.
I will say this. My new boyfriend, I stare in his face like, oh my God, I just love looking at him. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just be staring at his eyes. They so brown.
Aw, she in love.
I co-signed.
And that's what's up, man.
Do you feel like some of the past relationships that you've been in that didn't work have really prepared you for real love?
Yes. No, I feel like everything you go through is for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can't look at it and you can't live with regrets because if you live with regrets, then it didn't prepare you for the moment that you're in. So for me, I just try and find whatever the lesson is. Now, I done been through some awful relationships. I've had some good ones, too. Mm-hmm. But most people know about the awful ones. But I don't live with regrets. I feel like it prepared me for what is supposed to happen in my life.
That's real, doesn't it?
Yeah. I agree with every word of that.
I'm finna treat somebody good. My next girl, she gonna be treated best in the world.
Oh, God. How hard is it to trust somebody, though, after all that?
What?
Like, for everybody, you know, because we all been through some shit. Mm-hmm. But, like, I mean, Jen, even most recently, we know about the scam guy and everything. But yeah, how hard is it to trust somebody and move on?
Well, the thing is, you got to have a clean slate, right? So, of course, I think things happen where you are like, okay, I need to notice certain things that I probably didn't notice before. But you can't hold what happened to you in the past or what somebody else did in the past to the next person, because that's not fair. Mm-hmm. Until they do something, then you got to just have a clean slate with them. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying just jump all in, but, you know, proceed with caution. But I don't think that what Scam Likely did to me, I got to hold somebody else accountable for.
That's what we call him, Scam Likely.
Scam Likely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He stole her car.
Damn. No,
he stole her Range Rover. Okay. Yeah. There's a difference.
Yeah. It turns out he was a professional scammer. It's so crazy.
You enjoyed him?
What do you mean?
For him, scam, because you had to see some scam signs before he took it. He didn't go straight to the car.
You know what?
He did.
He had to walk out with some beer and shoes.
And then it all came out after.
No. So here's the thing. He was living in Atlanta. I was in LA. So there were certain things that he could do that I wouldn't see. So I don't feel bad about it because, one, I'm going to always live in my truth, and I probably could have did some things differently, but I am a very honest and genuine person. And so when I'm with someone, I just expect them to be the same way.
True.
But it was a lesson that I had to learn that, listen, everybody's not like you.
Mm-hmm.
But come to find out, this man has been doing this for over 20 years.
He's a professional.
So, and at that point, when you do something how long have you been a comedian?
About 5 years.
Oh, okay. So, at like 20 years.
It's been longer than that. It's like about some 5 years. It's only been 5 years.
Yeah, I took off fast. Continue.
Don't listen to him.
After 20 years, you're somewhat of an expert. And you know what to do, what not to do, what to play on. And so, he's done this to dozens and dozens of people. So, I'm not alone.
God, what's his pre-tag? Like, how he get to that point?
Listen, Angela knows. Angela has been in the trenches with these victims.
He was broke. He must have been broke. Yeah.
Is he broke?
Broke, yeah. He was broke.
I think he gets off on it. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you, he was to the point where he was fucking dudes.
Yeah.
Like, he would do whatever. Some people would do whatever to get to the money.
Yes.
He was eating
straight gay.
He was eating man booty.
Yes.
Oh my God! Almost in the died name of, when
in the name
that.
Of in the name of money.
Yeah,
in the name of the
all for the love of money.
Besides, he take your bras. Lord mercy. Whole counseling session here. I'm sorry to hear that. So,
you ever feel like a girl scammed you?
Listen, I got child support for 9-10 children. Yes, I got scammed. I've been scammed.
No, child support ain't no scam.
Listen, I got scammed. I'm gonna tell a girl told me one time, I was at my sister's house. I'm in a small town. You know, I was in a small town, so I was the head of the town. So I'm thinking I'm the man. Girl, Greg Christian, put me in the bathroom one time. It was a bunch of girls. She said, Wayne, I'm gonna tell you why girls want you. I said, what? Yeah, I was in the street. I'm hustling. I can go to jail tomorrow. She was like, because you an opportunity. I said, hi, yeah. I ain't on the dope, but she said, no, people know you gonna be something. And I thought about that. I'm like, how the hell y'all know? She said, a woman just, I said, man, these women don't got me.
But it's like an investment.
Yeah, them women knew. Them women knew for sure, man. Everyone, when I used to deal with girls when I was young, they mamas used to let me come to their house and stay the night.
Oh, mama knew.
Did you ever fuck somebody's mom?
Huh?
Did you ever fuck one of their moms?
Nah, I ain't did that. But I don't.
You ever tried?
Nah, I ain't that type. If I try, I'm going to succeed.
The sister?
Because I know how to try.
Yeah, what about a sister?
I don't deal with a girlfriend. I don't deal with a whole group of friends, but I did that because I knew they couldn't tell each other.
They ran a train on you?
No, you just go. You go deal with it. You go deal with the other one. When you deal with her, she don't told her. It's like it's used to be like a little. It's tossing
the whole crew,
like a web.
Yeah, you hit
the
crew.
Toxic web.
You it's easy to run through that crew now.
You ever feel bad about anything? Like, I kind of dogged her.
No, I'm not a dog. I'm not a dog at all.
So you never?
I've been a player, but I ain't never been no dog.
That's the same thing.
No, a dog will walk in your house and see your little boy sleep on the floor and walk over. A player gonna walk in there, be like, you know what? Let's get that a bed frame. And, you know, so a player gonna be like, let's change some things in your life. Nah, he gonna break
check
your heart too.
Breaks. A player gonna check.
He gonna
breaks.
Break your heart too, but when he leave, you gonna be a better person. Listen. A dog gonna come and take your car.
The player gonna gonna check on them brakes and rotors.
A dog gonna come take your car and steal it.
Dog just gonna steal the car while you at work and never come back.
A dog don't care. Okay. A dog has no remorse. A player.
The dog gonna take your car while you at work and go fuck your homegirl and don't pick you up and leave you stranded at work
and then steal it.
Okay, what's the worst thing you did to a girl that you like? Man, that I kind of took it too far.
Man, leave their house in the middle of the night and go to somebody else's house and they ride by and see the car.
Ah, shit. Because they knew.
Yeah, they knew. But the crazy thing about
this was the circle of friends.
I was in this time.
And this is not being a dog?
Huh? No. I'm paying rent in both houses now. So really, I'm just going home.
Yeah. I was just going to my other house.
Yeah, really.
I woke up in the middle of the night and I wanted to go to my other house.
Let me check on both of them. Make sure this furniture I'm paying for nobody ain't stealing. But yeah, you know, you wild about, but at the same time, it's crazy. That was the things that were turning them on in a weird way.
It was like a competition.
Man, I told one of my baby mamas, I said, man, if I wouldn't have been Wayne, y'all weren't going to like me anyway. They liked me because other women liked it.
Some people like the little drama, the competition.
Yeah, they like it. Everybody like it. Everybody like a man. Now, after some time, they get tired of that. They try to go, but they like a man who other women like. That's the game.
But other women like, they're but not that my way. Man like
if
other women.
If people want to buy Rolex, why would somebody wear one? If you didn't see the Rolex out there and people weren't buying
it. This is a
terrible
comparison.
Man, nobody. Listen, that's the game. That's how I go. The game is going to change. Now,
we always like somebody that, of course, other people would be like, he dope.
That's right.
But we want our man to be like, I'm not even.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. That's right.
Leave my house and go
but
to
But he got
house.
To go through that part to prove that he that guy.
In the middle of the night. You forgot it was in the middle of the night, Angela.
Yeah. Middle of the night. But get what? When she came and we left there, we went home. Boy, she was ready. She
did you ever have your heart broken?
She was with, huh?
Did you ever have your heart broken?
No, you can't break my heart. I told my, a woman can't break my heart.
Men cannot bounce back from that shit.
He hurt.
But see, I'm Superman. No, for real. That's why I say 2022, I got to start telling the truth. Because sometimes interviews, I be wanting other people feel comfortable. But my book coming out now, I've been that guy. You not finna break
but
my heart.
But that don't mean your heart can't.
You my finna
heart
can't, sniff us. We finna find out all the truth.
Man, my heart can't get broke. How?
What you mean how? Because look, you might feel like I really like her. Look, have you ever had a girl that you thought was the one and you really liked her and then she done did some whole other shit and played you?
I don't have a girl do all that and I was happy.
Okay.
I was with my girl one time and we used to be off and on. She went with a dude out of town, came back with some polo stuff. I know I ain't buy it. And I was like, damn, that's nice. You know what I'm saying? She tried to throw it on the bed and kind of show me like, yeah. I'm like, damn, that's nice. But all weekend I was able to hustle free. And do your thing because I done did mine. You owe me more than that. I'm a fair person. If I don't cheat at five, come on, at least go do that two times.
Okay, so you think you could be with one person?
Yes, I'm ready. I always been ready to be with one person.
But
I had to get my life in order first.
Okay.
So see, my life is in order now.
Okay.
Cause when I was in
2022,
2022, I'm the perfect husband. I'm Russell Wilson mixed with some Steph Curry or something.
All right, since you said Russell Wilson, right? Lil Duval posted, newsflash, it's a lot of Russell Wilsons out here. Y'all just ignoring them because they not rich. You think that's true?
Damn. Hello.
But he rich.
He rich.
That's part of his whole thing.
Who want a Russell? Now, come on now.
Who want a broke
Russell Wilson?
Nobody don't want you nice and broke. You need to be mean.
What about not broke, but just like comfortable?
What's the difference? I'm trying to figure out. I need to check your debt to income ratio. I'm like the bank. If your debt is way more than what if you ain't got residual income, you know, so it's like Russell Wilson on another level, man.
I mean, like, what if he's not like a multimillionaire, but he a multi-thousandaire?
What is a Russell Wilson? Why I don't see why men think he's so lame.
Because he's like a regular, quiet, nice guy, good guy.
Man, he might be tearing Sierra up behind closed doors. People don't know.
My gosh.
For real.
They be praying together and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Ain't no telling.
You know what it is, too? Just like in your song, okay?
Yeah. That drip song.
Drip song.
Yeah.
But what it is to see somebody come from a relationship that was toxic, quote unquote toxic, to go to something like that, where she's like totally like respected and on a pedestal. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Because if it would have just, she would have came out just like that.
Yeah.
Because you saw people talking about like all of Sierra's exes. And then now she finally got this. Now everybody like, how can I get my Russell Wilson? Because we all done been through some
prayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they pray that prayer or they won't be cursed. Mess around, ain't pleased.
They trying to find the prayer. Nobody know what it is.
Now, Country Wayne, if you could do a prayer.
I was on Summer Walker's album.
Yeah, that's
it.
Prayer.
Oh, I was listening to that.
That's it. Now, what would your prayer be?
God, send me a woman to understand. And to be real,
to be clean,
to be clean, and believe in God, and know that if you ain't loyal to God, He gonna make sure your relationship go wrong. That's what I told all my women. I say our relationship went wrong because y'all weren't praying. I was praying by myself, and yeah, so that's what I want.
So you think it's important to pray with your girl?
Listen, if you not putting God first, He gonna make sure something happened in your relationship or life to get you back on track. So you can't not have an imperfect relationship with God and think your relate. That's a you plan. You
no, but I'm saying, should you pray together?
Yeah, pray together. I'm gonna do mine. So you better. My ex-wife. I was in the projects when I picked up the Bible. This girl is to watch me read. I picked it up. She should have been picking it up too. Cause by the time she wanted to get to God, I was so far in it. So it's like whoever does it first, the other person need to jump on and y'all need to do that together. Because if not, your relationship is going to end and it's not going to end good. So I don't put God first. So now I got my children straight. We in the house. So now I'm looking for a nice woman so I can please her and make her my wife.
Oh, that's what you're looking for?
Yes.
Okay. Look at the prayer.
Yeah. God heard me.
He's going to be the best husband he could possibly be.
Y'all going to be like, got to get you a Country Wayne in a minute.
Are you a little nervous for your book to come out?
No, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Because people get to know me for real. Because a lot of times I got to be kind of cut back because they don't know me.
Okay.
Like I'm from the trenches for real.
Right.
So I don't really care. Mm-hmm. So it's like people get it messed up because I scream Jesus. So I want people to know who I really am so they could understand where I came from. So then you'll understand where I'm going. Because they be like, you got a bunch of kids. I'm like, but you don't know these kids are well-mannered.
Taken care of.
And say clean. Yes, sir.
They clean. They clean.
They got there in order.
First of all, half of them grown.
It's a village. My sisters don't work. I take care of my whole family. We are a village. You know what I'm saying? My baby mamas, everybody's a village. And my kids make money in what I do. You know what I'm saying? So when the book come out, people understand it more. You know
do your baby mamas hang out together?
They started and I was happy. They started hanging out together. Recently.
That's good.
And they never did because I used to deal with both of them. Mm-hmm. Those were the two.
I think
over time, they did it without me telling them to. It was just like, I'd be on the road and I'd be like, hey, Tony, where y'all at? We bowling. Who all here? They'd be like, okay, y'all what I'm talking about? Y'all keep doing y'all thing because daddy out of here. But yeah, they hang together now because everything's straight because once I upgraded all their lives, and all my baby mamas, when you get... You know what I'm saying? You make sure they straight.
AKA, once I took my dick out of all of them.
It wasn't that. Concentrate. I was still being real. I was still in both of them. You know what I'm saying? See, you only never dealt with a Superman. You
oh, my God.
So, but I learned that once I upgraded their life too, and they feel secure that no matter what, they still going to be straight. That's when everything got easy. Because it's like, if I'm living one way, but then the kids going home and the lifestyle dropped to... You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When I got that even, but they ain't living like me now. I got to mention. But they got nice houses. They house 4,000 square foot.
They good.
Yeah, they got their garage and their other little living room over there look like the living room.
I come from a household of blended families. My dad got a gang of kids and baby mamas. And I'm a side baby.
Yeah.
I got a sister that's 16.
I don't wonder why you walked in that door sideways. I was like, she walked like that.
I got a sister that's 16 days younger than me. And neither one of our mothers is his wife. And throughout the years that the second baby mama, she like was never really around and involved, but my mother and the wife and my dad's whole family were really embracing, and I grew up with my siblings and, you know, his wife's kids and everything. And I kind of not regret because it's not my fault, but I wish that I had a childhood with that other set of siblings because we're close now that we're adults. But as children, I didn't know them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have childhood memories of being with my grandparents and Christmas and holidays and stuff with those sets of siblings.
Yeah, so that's important.
I wish that their mother would have been able to get on the same page as my mother and the wife because, you know, for the children's sake.
Yeah.
And I say that speaking from experience as one of those children.
Right.
Yeah, I told them. I just got me a house. I got, ain't no woman in there. I got all my kids.
Ain't no woman in there.
It's 10 rooms. And that way all the kids, my kids are close. So it don't matter what the mamas, it's the daddy's job to
it's
be
daddy
like,
how?
Y'all are going to spend time with each other. Every summer, You know what I'm saying?
When do you introduce the kids to a woman you're dating?
Oh, as soon as I like them. My kid's G. Mm-hmm. It's a girl I like now. I already showed my sons. I ain't showed the daughters yet. I say, hey, son, what you think about her, boy? Like, I'm finna go get her. And I keep it real with them. I tell them, like, you know, when I was with Jess, they was about to come up there. I had got a room downstairs in the basement in Jess' house. Like, my kid's coming. So if a woman don't want to deal with that, my children coming. So
right, they gonna
you
be
don't
want
to deal with that, hey, get gone. Because my children, we with it.
Jen, so what about you? You think you would get married again?
Absolutely. I definitely want to get married again.
Now, when you were married, your husband had a bunch of kids.
Mm-hmm.
How was that for you?
Well, so I only knew about a few. No, I'm serious.
Damn, you done built so many scammers.
No, but after the fact, I was like, wait a minute. Like, people were telling me stuff, and I was like, oh, I didn't know about that. I mean, so his son was really in his life, and I'm not even good. Yeah, so.
You need some counseling. Yeah.
You want to do some counseling?
No,
like,
but I love kids, but I don't really want to be, like, a stepmom.
No.
No, I'm serious.
Girl, they finna have you on a meme. That's you know, that's worse than saying something.
Like kids.
I don't.
I feel you though.
A bunch of kids. Like, I could do probably like two.
But if they right, the children shouldn't even need no stepmom. Cause my children, man, they don't even need me. Like, once you get them children together, it's a bunch of them, they keep each other. Now, when you got a little bit of them, that's when they gonna bother you. But when you
age matters as well, too.
Yes, that's what I was going to just say that. Yeah. So I don't mind being a stepmom, but I don't want somebody with toddlers because I feel like you still fucking them. I just don't want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And that's
toddlers,
like a.
No.
That's a big responsibility. They like.
Yeah, you're right.
No, the toddlers.
That could be going on.
Exactly.
When you're right, you're right now.
But he's like, because I know.
When you're right, you're right.
I don't want to sign up for that. But back to marriage, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hard to find a man out here, a woman, to fit everything that everybody really want. It ain't going to never go like that.
Well, what you mean?
Because love is hidden on the other side of something that you say you'll never do.
Hmm.
That's compromise.
Because then that'll be love.
You have to compromise. In any relationship, you're going to have to compromise. So I might say I don't want to do something now. And
he tell that thing go right. You don't even know. He hit that spot in there. You be like, I don't give a damn. You got some cows.
I do have some hard no's.
Like what? What's some hard no's?
I mean, like the toddler thing. I don't.
Okay, that's a hard no. No toddlers.
No, that's an.
So like what age is okay? Six and up?
Maybe seven.
Eight.
Eight. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seven is still possibly first grade. You know what I'm saying? Depending on when they birthday fall.
Second grade.
So.
Yeah.
I say eight, nine, yeah.
Kids something else now.
He said kids something else. Kids. Okay, what
eight
else?
8 years old, 7 years old, they might still need their blankie.
What's some other hard nose?
Teddy bear. You don't want to deal with that.
So, I really don't like liars, but it's hard to determine if they're a liar or not.
Especially if they're good at it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you lie one time, do they make you a liar?
Yeah. If a person lied in the beginning,
that's an inside joke.
I know.
If a person
that's
lied in the
tank episode, go back and check that.
Go back to the tank episode.
A small lie and a big lie. Like, what's, you know?
That small lie gonna get bigger.
Right.
Because you gotta keep lying to keep it up.
Okay.
Yeah,
it snowballs. Okay, so no liars, no toddlers.
So, wait, are you asking me just like.
A hard no?
Yeah, you said you had some hard no's. We wanna know.
The third one would be he can't be broke. Next.
No,
could you
be
with somebody, bro?
Yeah, definitely.
Fellas, I'm gonna tell you something. You still got hope. You get this. If you stay up. That's the last chapter in my book. If you stay up, that go for a woman. If you stay up, nobody can't break your heart, and they ain't just financial. If you your best version of you, you can't get your heart broke because your energy is in you. Mm-hmm. Anytime your heart is broken, you have allowed too much energy into that person. That's why you got to let God be your accountant because he'll tell you how much of your energy to put into somebody. If you put too much money into a stock and it crashed your bank account, you shouldn't put that much out there.
Okay.
But if you keep your energy in you, your heart can't be broke because God's going to be your accountant. You're going to know how much energy to put into that.
Okay, so only put out what you can afford to lose.
No, only put out what God tell you to put out there. He gonna tell you. You gonna feel like this person don't deserve all that, so I'm not finna get them. So when they leave, that was just tax money anyway. That was tax energy. But when you trying to build this relationship and you working on this, now you ain't even reading the word. God like, okay, so go ahead and work on that. Watch how I tear it up. I'm gonna tear your heart into pieces and embarrass you. You got to put, and you got God say put yourself first. Okay, if I got this much water in a bottle, and I want to put up a bucket of water, where did I get that water from? I'm in debt somewhere. So now I got to pay interest. I don't borrow it from energy from family members, talking to them all day. You calling your friend. I'm tired. You calling. I can't stand people call me and talk about their problem. Cause I ain't calling you about mine.
Right.
I only call people I pay. If you ain't paying nobody, so it's like you got to put energy in you. But people ain't doing that. They trying to make relationships. My mama, we had no food. This lady used to pray for a man, but ain't never pray for no food. I bet God, like, he got the bread in the hand. I want to send you this bread so bad, but you sitting here praying for God darn James. And we around here shivering. So just stay up, fellas. You stay up, you're going to get any woman you want. And that go for a woman, too. If a woman stay up, you're going to control every situation. Put that energy in you. Don't be put that in no man.
Is this in the book?
Yeah.
Man, what is this
book? I gave the lady who wrote my book advice. She got the man back who been playing her for years.
Why would she want back the man that's been playing her for years?
Erase that, because she might see that. not playing her. But basically,
that sounds terrible.
Basically, it worked out her relationship. I gave her advice. Stay up. It's like, when you stay up, nobody really can't. They really can't say nothing. It's like a rapper who, if he keep dropping that music and he in that studio, ain't nothing you really can say about him because he stay up. You know what I'm saying? People been trying to bring LeBron down for a long time. Right. You got the stage. Just ball. Do your job, man. Drink your water. Eat your vegetable. Read your word. Mm-hmm. Stop putting that because, like, you ain't going to be able to give it to you. Me and my children rock good. I told my baby mama, I stay up. So I got the energy for them.
I just thought about something, just to flash back to something you said earlier. You said you don't watch porn because you make your own.
Yeah.
So where are these tapes at?
In my mind, I got a strong memory.
So you have them in your phone?
And they got them in their mind. Everybody I'm dealing with.
You said you made tapes.
Nah, I don't make no tapes.
You never made a tape? You never recorded it on your phone?
Yeah, nah, on a flip phone, but it was blurry.
A flip phone.
Oh, my God. But,
and a flip phone. I said having a flip phone, but it was blurry. But nah, I don't really.
Do you be talking during sex?
Yeah. I say, main thing, I like to say, mm-hmm. Then I ask a question.
What?
I ask a question. I'm like, yeah. And I'm talking calm just like this, but my hips are going a different speed. And I'm like, yeah. So you want me with you forever and tell the truth? Yeah, mm-hmm. I want everything I love. I'm saying whatever. I'm talking in that ear now. I'm in that ear. I'm talking to her soul.
Yeah, that's why she wake up pregnant.
Huh?
You said the forever word. Babies is forever.
Yeah. Yeah, they wake up pregnant because it's potent.
Do you ever say that? Like, you gonna have my baby. You ever said that during sex?
I don't say that no more.
He learned his lesson about 10 times.
Man,
ago.
Y'all ain't listen. I had 7 kids by the time I was 22.
I know, but I'm saying, did you ever say that? Like,
yeah, I was saying all that.
Mm-hmm. You saying all
that? How do you think he had 7
And kids? It was coming true.
Okay.
It was so now true. I be saying stuff like, you know, hey, man, I just tell him how I feel.
You should manifest some other thing.
It'd be like, is it mine? You know what I'm saying? Is it mine? You want me to keep getting this, don't you?
Have you ever had a woman who said she was pregnant by you and it turned out she wasn't?
Yeah. That happened a lot. It's crazy. Women, I ain't gonna lie, man. You got a bunch of kids in a weird way. Like once women seen my situation,
mm-hmm.
they want one too.
Saying, yeah.
Because my children, if they seen my children,
right.
Man, mm-hmm. Them children got, man, without my children right now, I wouldn't be making the money I make. I got a reality TV show coming because of my children. What I'm doing online, you know what I'm doing. The world don't know. I've created a lane online that nobody in the world. I make money off my cell phone that have nobody in the world ever made. I'm never can go broke again.
That's right.
I got something going on, and it's because of my son wrecked this car. It cost 14,000 fits, but I did 3 videos, and they made right now. They were 45. They made over 60 grand.
Mm-hmm.
I can't lose. When I go on vacation now, I take my phone. I'm gonna spend 50. But I'm going to make 120. If it weren't for my children. Mm-hmm. See, God say the love of your children. Because children are pure. Us grown-ups, we contaminated by the world. We trying to make sure we look right.
We all jaded.
Yeah, a child still is pure a little bit. So God say, I'm in the children. And I learned that when you put your children first, man, your life. So it's my children that got me to this point. Because if it weren't for them, I wouldn't have went this hard.
But I'm talking about people who have claimed that those are your kids.
Yeah, they tried to claim it because they seen that situation.
Right.
Every woman I done dealt with didn't mind have children. Right.
Was
now,
there a time that you actually, like, believed it and was working and, like, you know,
acting like...
Yeah,
that's in the book. I'm going to tell you about it. I got to tell you about that off the microphone.
Oh, shit.
So do you believe in abortion?
Oh, me? I don't believe in it, but I'm not against it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, it's a woman's right to choose.
No, women don't... Man, listen,
Don't you look like you practice safe sex?
I don't have miscarriages, all that when I was young. I don't did it all. But you like, I don't believe in it, but I don't. When you come from the hood, it's different rules. You know what I'm saying?
Like what?
In the hood, like, it's just like this right here. Like, I had a bunch of babies, but that's just what we was doing. It's like when I see somebody on drugs, I don't do drugs, though. I never did drugs. I ain't smoking. I ain't drinking.
Yep.
Listen, but I ain't finna judge nobody to do that. Cause when you come from the hood, the rules different. This is what we doing. We dealing with a different pain.
Look, it's working for you, so.
Yeah, I'm up. So, I'm rich and I got it. So it's a difference. So I tell my sons, I tell another man, don't do what I did. Cause I only got this way because I believe in him. Everybody ain't gonna believe in God like me. God gave me a story, but I don't advise nobody to go out there and have no bunch of children. But it worked out for me. I'm up. We in a mansion.
Imagine
I'm
you gonna be free, a grandfather at some point.
And I got them M's without Hollywood. So it's a different.
Hello. You know? Holidays is gonna be amazing at your house in about 10 years.
We move in the 22nd.
All right. Well, Country Wayne, thank you so much for joining us. When is the book coming out?
2023. On April.
2023.
Oh yeah, this is a book, man. This is gonna be the biggest book. Man, these people gave me so much money for this book.
But that's a year and a half.
Because it's that good.
Okay.
It's a movie come behind it. Listen, man, it's
we gotta wait that long.
That's a long time.
But it's that real of a story though.
Can
you know what I'm saying?
Snippet in like 6 months.
Nah, cause we had to go through lawyers to make sure I could talk about the stuff I did illegally. Shit. So it was just like, but the book coming out 2023. Yeah, they don't gave me about half of the money.
The way these years been flying by, it's gonna be here next week.
I know.
2023, right? April, man. The book coming out
4/23.
It's gonna be off the chain.
All right, but we appreciate you so much for coming through as always.
I appreciate you too in your air conditioner. Cause I've been balled up like a snail the whole time, but I ain't want to shrivel on camera.
No shrinkage, I know.
Nah, I don't shrink.
Lip service.